up, everybody? Hi, welcome. Happy Monday. I'm George Mossy. It's the George Mossy Show. We're going to go over some last resort updates information. And then we're going to talk about the GoFundMe drama from a year ago. Me and Kara are going to touch base on that because even though it happened over a year ago, the talk of it and the mess is still going down now. What's up, Green? What's up? Miss Karen is here. What's up, Paul? In here, Judy, where have you been? I haven't talked to you in so long, Judy. It's been a minute. We're gonna get into episode 14 of The Last Resort. And then we're gonna talk, Car, we're gonna also talk about that mess that's going around with that GoFundMe with Josh. We're gonna get into that too.
Okay,
my TV mom is here. My TV mom is here. Hey, Miss Karen.
Hi, Miss Karen. Okay,
sexy.
I'm going to take a half a second out of this because I want to introduce Todd and Copper.
Oh, yeah. Can we meet them? I want to meet them.
They're coming. I got the husband.
So, yeah. Real quick, guys. Kara has two new dogs. Well, I can't say dogs. They're puppies. So, before we get started, I kind of want to meet the puppies just so I can say that I've met them. I can't believe Jasmine's pregnant. Oh, well, she about to pop. She's due in June, General. So, yeah, she's very, very pregnant. And at the tell-all, she'll be very, very pregnant as well. And yeah, she definitely did it, and we're gonna get into that too. But she brought up the ethical non-monogamous open marriage tonight to Gino, and Gino was very, very clear that he doesn't want to be with a cheater. So Gino made a
good. So mad about this whole the therapist telling her that she's in that kind of relationship. I think swayed everything, made her think everything's okay.
Well, a therapist, see, I have a weird feeling. Like, I have a weird thought process on that because a therapist is supposed to be there to help repair relationships and help people get out of issues. But suggesting to be, hey, Diva Speaks, suggesting for someone to be in a non-ethical or a non, I can't say it, ethical non-monogamous relationship, knowing that the other person is not okay with it, that's not good therapy. That's not good advice, you know, right. Like, because it's like you though when you suggest something like that, it has to be something that both parties would agree on. Kara, I like your ponytail. Someone likes your ponytail, Kara. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
So,
but also, therapists aren't supposed to bring their personal life into your problems.
This is true. This is true. Because she said, oh, well, I'm in an open relationship. And, you know, when people have issues, the therapist's job is to listen and to help the person talk out their issues. Because one thing, I've been in therapy a long time, Kara, and what my therapist always does, she has me solve my own problems. I tell her what my issues are. There they are. Oh my God.
This is Copper. We have to do one at a time because they're gigantic.
These are
10 weeks old. He's 10 weeks old. His name's Copper.
He's huge.
Copper, say hi.
Hi, Copper. He's so big. Does he know he's big, or does he think he's tiny?
He's so much bigger than you actually think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's 10 weeks old, so he's massive.
Yeah, that's big.
Okay. The other one's coming in. The other one's his brother. He'll be in. We have to do them separately because they're so massive. It's hard to carry them two at a time.
I get it. Oh, so Jaden says, are they real therapists? So they are certified counselors. Yeah. I believe I think one of them has a degree, but they're certified counselors. I think to be a therapist, you would be considered a doctor, right? Or is that a psychologist? I don't know the full terminology.
Psychologist.
Yeah. So I think a psychologist is a doctor. They are certified counselors, which means that they are certified in the states where they are practicing, and doing therapy. So the idea that because I told you, when I do therapy, the therapist, you basically solve your own problems. The only thing a therapist does is gets you to open up and talk about your issues and what would make that better. And then you're supposed to make the decision of what you're supposed to do moving forward. They only get the information out of you. So they
get. This is Todd.
Oh. Okay. They look different. I can tell them apart.
Yeah. So Copper's really fluffy and Todd has like grown out of his puppy fluff.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm jealous.
So, yeah, that's my whole my whole new, what did I do now?
They're so cute. I think that you're gonna have a lot of running around to do, because they're gonna be.
You can come and play with my puppies and my goats anytime.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to do it. So what do you think about Jasmine having this conversation with Gino? Because Gino was, he was like, so if you have a person lined up that you want to be in this relationship with, that would mean that you've been cheating. Do you agree with that statement?
I mean, she's had an emotional relationship with Matt this whole time. So that's such a hard thing, because my best friend's a guy, and okay, I talked to him about a lot of things.
So, but relationship things, or do you draw the line?
I mean, for his side, he's a single man. Okay. So, yeah, he tells me a lot of things.
Okay.
I'm married, so, the only thing I can really tell him is I made dinner last night, we watched some TV. There's nothing exciting going on my side.
But if there was drama, would you feel comfortable telling him, or do you feel like...
I would tell him, but if God forbid, let's say my husband and I split up, he is the last person I would date or see or do anything with. Because we have a very strong friendship. I know you hear it all the time. It's so cliche where women and or men have a friend of the opposite sex and they say, oh, it's like my brother or my sister. He really is. He's like the little brother I never had. So... And that's how it is. Every time he gets a girlfriend, I screen her just like I would if it was my brother, because he is my best friend. So he comes to my house for Thanksgiving. He comes to my house for Christmas. Like, she would be joining my family if she's dating him. But again, he is the last person that I would ever consider any kind of relationship with outside of that sibling best friend dynamic that we have. See, now if there was another guy and I was talking about my marriage and how miserable my marriage was and how I need to do this and I need to do that, and I'm trusting this person and all of a sudden developing a crush, if you will, that's like, if I have a crush on someone and I'm spilling personal stuff to them, that is cheating. That's emotional cheating. Like, I'm Team Gino on this 100%. I think everything that is happening to him is completely unfair. So, see, that's my opinion.
I think she went looking for someone she was... You know how... Okay, what's the best way to explain this? You know how when you're looking for friends, but what drew you to that person wasn't their personality, it was their appearance? Yeah. Or you were attracted to them first, because a lot of people are guilty of this. Because even when you could be in a relationship or you're not looking, you might be drawn to a person because you like the way they look or you like the way they dress. It wasn't just a platonic attraction, and then it might end up being that way. But at the end of the day, if you were single and they were single, hey, Aline, y'all would hook up. And right. I think that's what Jasmine was doing. She went to the gym and she built a friendship with a guy that she found to be attractive. And,
absolutely.
And you know, those feelings are there. Whether you're single or not, the feelings are still there. So every time she went to the gym and were hanging out with this guy, and it was easy to say, oh, I'm not doing anything, this is just my friend. There's a lot of people who use that, this is just my friend, as an excuse for their emotional cheating. But you, if you look forward to going to see this person every day for reasons other than platonic friendship, you're cheating.
Right.
And cheating starts in here.
Yeah.
Some people think it starts, you know, between, it doesn't start down there. It starts here first.
Yeah.
And because if you're going to hook up, and I think hooking up with someone one time is not as bad as emotionally cheating with someone for months and months and months, because you've built a real relationship.
Yeah.
And I know some people will argue, they're like, no, having sex is worse. Some people have sex with someone and never call them again, never talk to them again, never see them again. That is not as bad as building a relationship with somebody over months and years, because that relationship it has more of an impact on you, and it's harder to get that person out of your mind than just somebody that you hooked up with one time.
Right. But also, everything, so let's say she wasn't cheating, which there's no way she wasn't. There's just, I mean, physically, emotionally, she's been with this guy. But everything about her changed. As soon as he got on the phone, as soon as she started talking to the girls, she's like, I have somebody, blah, blah. I mean, she already is introducing him without introducing him.
And she introduced them to the women before she introduced them to Gina, which was very suspicious. Okay, so Sue says your biggest sexual organ is your brain. Right. And I agree with that because attraction comes from here. And then Judy says she always said she was drawn to Gina because of his nerdy look. She said that she didn't like muscular guys. Well, look, she's a skank. See, exactly. If you're not attracted to a certain type of person, you wouldn't be attracted to that person. But I think what caught me off guard for what she was saying was Matt is the complete opposite of Gino in every aspect.
Yep.
And that's how it made me realize, like, well, she never was interested in Gino for reasons of a relationship or a 100. Sexual relationship. She might have been interested in him for a green card or a better life or a really expensive apartment. There was a reason that she continued the relationship. But when it comes down to what she was looking for physically, Matt is what she was looking for physically. And
even if you look at Dane's totally the opposite of Gino. Mm-hmm. So she has a type and Gino's not it. She was attracted to Gino's wallet. She was they've been toxic from the jump. Their first season, him going over there to see her, that was a whole entire shit show. Like, okay, so back to her body language. When she's introducing him to the girls, one of the comments he made is, well, at least I have a shirt on this time. So,
yes,
I realize he's a man and men don't always wear shirts, whatever, but there have been way more conversations than what she's leading on. Well, she called him outside during their first, like the first few days they were there. She called him crying about how they weren't having sex or whatever. And he's literally saying, you know, if you were just friends, but if you want to take it farther, I'm down. So she's been cheating.
Whoa. Okay, so Jaden says he's not innocent. He wouldn't take care of business. So I don't know why we're in this.
So many disagreements with that.
Well, why do we feel like it's a man's job to have sex with a woman, to get a job and take care of a woman? Like, we can't continue these barbaric roles of, you know, you're just supposed to have sex with her if she asks you. Because if a man treated a woman that way, he's like, well, I want to have sex. That's considered abuse.
Absolutely.
So we have to be open to the standard of working both ways. Because if he doesn't, because if a woman tells a man no, it means no.
Yeah.
And we have laws to back her on that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, if it's a man and he says no, he should take her, or he should just do it. And I don't understand why we make it seem like men are just supposed to perform.
Right.
Because a woman tells him to. But if a man tells a woman to perform just because he tells her to, he should be in jail.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have to make it fair, and it has to work for both sexes. We can't let this continue to go on.
I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't give a shit if you're male or female. If your partner is constantly beating you down, putting you down, you don't want to have sex with them, man or woman. But there's a line drawn in the sand when any relationship, either side, compares you to an ex and or says, my ex was better than you. That is the biggest turnoff. I don't care how attracted to somebody you are. I don't care how in love with somebody you are. As soon as those words are spoken, all love is lost. All attraction's lost. Like, and then people are just like, oh, just make her happy. Just have sex with her. No, because she's a bitch. Like, she's just a bitch. Nobody wants to put up with that. Nobody wants to be belittled. Nobody wants to be put down. Like, it's just, it's sad. It is so sad to me that everybody thinks that Gino can just turn it off and turn it on just because she's beautiful if she doesn't speak.
Yeah. You're right. And hold on, Judy said something smart. Judy said, society thinks it's odd that a man would turn down sex. All guys on the show have told him just bang her. See, and this is true. Society thinks that a man is supposed to just jump in the bed with anybody who wants to jump in the bed with him, right? Because men are just dogs.
Yep.
Well, that's not true for all men. all men aren't dogs. Some men actually want to get married and settle down. A lot of them don't. But some men would rather be with, and also they would rather be with a woman that loves them.
Yeah.
Right? Not every guy is a dog. You know, not every guy wants to sleep with anything that has a pulse. Some guys actually want to be attracted to the person they're in bed with.
But also, let's rewind to, remember when she told Gino, I don't want to have a baby. I don't want to be pregnant. I'm taking birth control. And literally,
she didn't tell him at first. They were having sex to have a baby, and she was on birth control. She lied about that too, remember?
Yeah, so 12 seconds into a new relationship, you're knocked up. Like, she's so full of shit all the time.
She wanted a baby, not with him.
Yep.
And I think that, unfortunately, well, a lot of people are taking the heat because, you know, the cast members have now been forced to take sides.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's some people that are on Gino's side. There's some people who are on Jasmine's side. Josh, for instance, is very, very vocal.
Yeah.
He's on Gino's side. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, you're not a good guy with your relationship with Natalie. But it's like, right is right and wrong is wrong, regardless of what anybody has done. And I think Gino got took to the cleaners. He definitely got played. Because there, you know, and there are going to be people who say, well, you know, if you don't sleep with someone for a year, this will happen. And it's like, well, sex isn't the all of a relationship.
Right.
There are so many different aspects to a relationship. There's respect. There's trust. There's intimacy. You know, there's a million different factors that go into a relationship. And she hasn't been performing in any of those factors. She basically has treated the relationship like it doesn't matter to her. And then when it comes to the things that she wants, she's trying to force him to give her everything that she needs, but he's not getting anything from her. So yeah. I don't disagree with the way that he handled it. I think that he should have cut her loose earlier. You know, when you I think he decided a long time ago he was done with her.
Yeah.
So keeping her around was a mistake. You know, I do believe that leading people on or giving people false hope is wrong. Mm-hmm. If you know deep down it's over, don't keep them in any type of relationship or make them think that something is going to happen. That's also not fair. I do think he probably should have cut her loose earlier on. And you know, like over a year ago, he should have said, you know what? I'm tired of you. I'm tired of the way you treat me. You don't respect me. I don't want someone in my life who doesn't respect me. And he should have kicked her out. And, you know, he did kick her out in November of 2023. Yeah. And that's how long it's been. You know, we're just watching the show now. So that's how long it's been. She's not only started a new relationship, but I actually got information recently that Shibuti verified that when they filmed the house, the tell-all house, where Jasmine and Gino were in the house, Angela and Michael or whatever, Jasmine was in a relationship with Matt then.
Yeah.
And Gino didn't know fully, but he knew that there was a guy at the gym that she kept communicating with.
Yeah.
He didn't know exactly how far it had gone, but I think that she had been cheating on Gino for probably 2 years.
I agree, and I don't think Matt's the only one, to be honest.
Well, this is true, but keep in mind, Jasmine kept saying we hadn't had sex in 9 months. If she was with him back at the tell-all house, she was having sex with both of them.
Yep.
Because the timeline would show, because 9 months from them then would have been a year ago. So if she said they hadn't had sex for 9 months then, and she was with Matt during the tell-all house, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So they were having, she was having sex with probably, well, yeah, Dane too. I mean, I think that she was just having sex with whoever she wanted to have sex with. And then when she realized there was something called ethical non-monogamy, she was like, well, oh, I'm not a bad person. I don't have to feel bad for what I was doing because a therapist told me that she's doing it too. You know,
but
and she
also, refresh my memory, who was the woman? She ended up going to New York. It's a cast member, totally drawn a blank, but she left and went to New York after she said that she would sleep with her. And who was it? I don't know why I'm drawn a blank, but they were literally talking about sleeping with each other. And then that's kind of when we found out her and Gino were split up. You know, this has been a long time, over a year.
Oh, are you talking about Nikki Exotica?
Yes.
Yeah, that was at the tell-all. Nikki, because when Jasmine said that Gino refused to sleep with her, Nikki said, well, I'll sleep with you.
Yeah,
and Jasmine was like...
Jasmine took off and went with her. So
yeah, and she's like, I want...
They weren't doing something then. So that's the first one that she cheated with, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I think Jasmine has been with probably girls too. Like, I think Jasmine, she's made it very clear that she's the most sexual being that you can possibly be. She told Gino in the beginning she would want to have sex 4 or 5 or 6 times, even for a man. That's crazy, right? Like, that's crazy. You can't work or do anything else. That's literally your life. You can't do anything else if you're gonna. It's literally impossible to have sex that much. I think that she's been out. Probably since she's met Gino, or probably before, doing whatever she wanted to do. That's why I think monogamy is so crazy to her, because she's never really been faithful to anyone. I think Jasmine is just doing whatever Jasmine wants to do.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it started with Nikki Exotica. I think that's where the cheating began in the United States. I mean, I know that she was sleeping with Dane all along and whoever else, you know.
Well, do you remember, if we go back to the first tell-all, she said at the tell-all that she had sex with him. Remember, she said to Gino, she's like, well, I had sex with him, and then afterwards she was like, I was just mad. No, she said what she did. She went and had sex with him, and then after she left, he gave money for the other ass cheek. I think
I
that
mean, it's
Jasmine.
when you're mad at your significant other, it's okay to say mean things like, I threw your underwear away, or I lost one of your socks on purpose. You're an idiot for leaving the milk on the counter. That's how you're mean to your significant other. I would never, ever, ever say to my husband that I slept with someone just to be mean. Like,
Because
that's
that's a
insane.
trust, because that's a trust issue. And
Absolutely.
once you violate somebody's trust, you may never get it back.
100%.
So that's why I think that she wasn't lying. I think she did. I think, and in her mind, she's never been faithful. So it's not strange that she was sleeping with other people, because when is she not? I think for Gino, at that moment, he probably realized then, he was like, I don't know who I brought here. And I think that's when the red flag started going off. Because, Gino has never really been happy since she got here. The happiest he's ever been was when he was going to see her in Panama. And then that backfired. Remember when she started throwing stuff at him and she ripped his hat off? That backfired too. He's not really been in a happy situation most of this relationship. That's why I question. I was like, she's so opposite of what it looks like he wants in a woman. I couldn't understand why he wanted her so bad. And it could have been.
I feel like maybe he just had a point to prove to his family, who doubted her so much, rightfully so, because they were all right, every single one of them. But they doubted whether she'd ever come here, whether they'd ever be married, whether she was using him. So I feel like he was kind of trying to prove a point. And with if you put that aside, I don't think he would have actually gone through with the wedding, to be perfectly honest.
So Shay says, I don't think it's about sex, it's about money for Jasmine. And then she's like, he's into strippers. So here's my thing. You can have a fantasy of a certain type of woman or man that you like. You don't necessarily have to go and try to marry that person. Like, we're kind of watching that with Matt and Amani with Annie on the regular 90 Day Fiancé. They found a hot stripper in Mexico, who has a 20-year-old son, by the way, and they're gonna try to marry the stripper. Like, you can have a fantasy of something. You don't need to try to bring it home with you, right? Like, just like when you go to the car lot, you see a really nice car. It's way out of your budget. It doesn't have enough room for you. You don't need to bring it home. You
That's
can admire it.
and that's just it. Fantasies are just that, a fantasy. They're not reality. They're not real life. So when you have a fantasy, I mean, I can't say you can make fantasies come true, but when it's something so extreme, like that's where, I mean, you really have to draw a line with your moral compass. Like, there's ethical, there's morals, and she doesn't have either one.
Well, no. I mean, they met on a sugar baby. Wait, Gina says this baby daddy is broke. No, until you. Well, so here's the thing. It was about money with Jasmine in the beginning. She didn't have any. Now that she's been on the show, and we've talked about this before, Carl, she's making $30,000 a month on OnlyFans.
She's worth over $2 million right
Yeah.
now, so
It's
she's fine.
no longer about money, and I think that's why she's free to move about the cabin. Now she's free to date and be with people that she's attracted to. I think she was with Gino because Gino was providing a lifestyle. And then I don't think she anticipated that she would be able to be so self-sufficient so quickly. But now that she's getting money from the show, she's getting money from Cameo. She was number 8 in the world on Cameo a few weeks ago, a month ago. Like, she's making all this money. Now she's able to be herself. Because I think she pretended to be whoever she needed to be to stay in Gino's wallet, to stay on the show, you know, because she wanted to make that money. Now that the money is flowing, she found the brokest guy that she could find. But she's attracted to him, and she could care less if he has money or not, because money is no longer the issue. Now she gets to live with the person and be with the person that she actually wants to be with. I kind of thought, though, my theory was she was going to eventually go back with Dane. So I'm a little surprised, because Dane, he was her type and he had money. He was taking.
But I think she couldn't do that because she wants to be in the U.S.
Well, yeah, and he did make it clear he had no interest in moving to another country. He makes a lot of money there. He owns businesses there in Panama. He had no interest in doing anything over here. So I think she's being her best self now. Maybe he's got the, well, maybe. I mean, I don't think, like some people are saying, it wasn't about sex with Gino, it was about money. And Gino was providing things that at that point in her life, she had never been able to have. Now that she can provide everything for herself, she lives in a really nice part of Florida. Like, I know exactly where she lives. People there have boats. Okay, like, she is doing well. She went from, she didn't know how she was gonna pay for her hair extensions, to now she's living amongst people with boats. The area that she lives in, John Cena lives in that area. Just to give you a little idea, Hulk Hogan also lives in that area. So just to give you an idea, it's a very nice, she is, do not let her fool you. Because that one season where she was like, Gino doesn't give me money, I don't even have money for tampons. She's lying to y'all. She
Absolutely.
Has money for every, she wants you to feel bad. And so you can go and buy all of the things on her baby registry. Do not fall for that. And also, Gina uncovered that her baby registry totals over $5,000. Can you imagine her
But
asking for
also,
$5,000 worth of
her
stuff?
baby registry, it wasn't all just baby stuff.
It was
It was just
stuff for her too. It was furniture for her new place.
Just shit that she wanted. But
But
also, like, what talking about open marriage for her, if I don't think it registers in her little brain that it would work both ways. Open marriage isn't one-sided where she can go sleep with whoever she wants. And Gino has to stay faithful. If Gino would have piped off with, perfect, I have another lady in mind too, she would have lost her damn mind.
Well, I think that's why this worked. She knew that Gino would never go for it. So it was basically just a get out of jail free card for her. It was never gonna apply for him because Gino would rather be alone than be with a cheater. And I don't disagree with him. You know, to be in an open a relationship or marriage, it takes a lot of trust and confidence and patience, and it just takes a lot of traits that I don't have.
I could
I'll be
never.
real. I don't have those traits because I when people look at someone a certain way, they don't even have to say anything. I get jealous.
Yeah,
You know, I'm just like,
absolutely.
oh, and or it makes you feel like you're inadequate because it's like if you found someone that looks nothing like me, dresses nothing like me, has more hair than me, whatever the situation is, it's gonna make me feel completely inadequate and it's not gonna
Absolutely.
work. So I don't know, I don't know what people have that I don't to make these types of situations work, but I just wasn't born that way. I don't have that confidence to know that I could be with a woman who's sleeping with somebody else every night. You know, like, I just don't have that
No
confidence in
way.
me.
Also, when your spouse is out whoring around, what is she bringing back to you? Like, why would you want to have sex with her? I just don't get it. But she's such a jealous human naturally that if, and Gino's obviously faithful, had he even remotely suggested being with another woman, that would have been
No. Well, yeah. When I think a lot of people forget when before she got here, she had he had to FaceTime her even if he was in the car, if he was at Walmart, it doesn't matter because she was wanted to make sure no woman gave him the time of day. So she knew that this would have never worked for her. This was only what she wanted. He was never gonna go through with it. He wanted to be, Gino's been married more than once. He looks for a wife. He's not, it's like He looks for a fantasy of a woman, but he also wants her to be a wife. Like he, because the woman that he was with before, she was a porn star. And it's like, this is not realistic for relationships. His, what he looks for in women isn't realistic for a long-term relationship, but that's something he's got to work on. You know, those are his
He
issues.
was married for 7 years and claims they didn't have problems, you know?
Well, yeah, he
So,
said that they didn't fight, which
yeah.
if that's a Gino, let's be real. Gino doesn't come across as a person that likes to fight.
Not at all.
Like anytime that he is going through issues, Jasmine started the fight. I'm not saying that he's innocent, but I think that Jasmine is a person that, stop, y'all are being too nice. Jasmine is a person that craves chaos, kind of like Angela. I feel like Angela craves chaos. So like if they were getting along, she would start a fight because there are some people, a relationship needs to be chaotic, kind of like Stacy and Darcy. They need chaos. Like everything can't be
Oh my
smooth
God.
sailing.
Sorry, you just said it and I have to say it while I remember. But bringing up Angela, did you see who is Michael is rumored to be with right now?
Well, there's rumors going around, and I've heard different stuff, so I don't know who it is
I'll send
specifically.
you what I saw. That way
Is it a cast member?
kind of family of a cast member.
Is it, are they related to Andre?
I'll no, that's Josh, actually.
Because
You see that one?
yeah, I heard, okay, so that was what they were saying about him. I actually heard it was somebody else.
Yeah, I'll for Josh?
Yeah, I heard it was somebody else.
Yeah, I me too.
So,
So I'll
yeah,
send you
none of
what
it's confirmed. But did you also hear that this person is pregnant? That Michael, his girlfriend, is pregnant? I've heard that.
I did hear that, but I also
Oh, also,
don't believe.
allegedly, these are unconfirmed facts that we're
Yes.
discussing right now. They're unconfirmed
Which
facts.
is why I'm not saying any names, because I'm not going to say it until I know for a fact.
Yeah, I've had more than one name thrown at me, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a picture floating around of Josh at an airport. It was going around today in Vegas with a woman. And I know who the woman is. I don't really want to like out anything, but the woman is the mother of his daughter, who
Okay.
he co-parents with. So people were wondering, like, oh, is this his girlfriend or whatever? This he's gonna be with this linked to this woman for a long time. This is the mother of his daughter. And they were in Vegas for an event for their daughter. So
So
that was going around as
I don't
well.
know whether or not Michael's expecting a baby or anything, but I'm wondering. Okay, just go on. I'm gonna send you what I think really fast.
Yeah. Well,
Do
we're gonna look more into
okay.
that. I've been discussing it with Shabuti and other bloggers, and we're still not fully convinced we have all of the information. That's why we haven't made any official
Yeah.
announcements about it. Oh, Michael from Michael and Angela.
Yeah.
Michael, I think his last name is Lamessi, or Lassium. I can't remember how to spell his pronounce his last name, but he was with Angela, no longer with Angela. And you know, he's living in Texas now. And we knew that he was dating someone because we've seen pictures and stuff, but we didn't know who she was. Like we never saw a face. We would see a hand, we would see an arm.
Right.
So now the rumors are putting a name and a face and a baby inside the person too. So,
Yeah,
but we
literally.
again, we have to confirm facts before we just go floating stuff around.
Yeah, I don't
So
want to put
we're
any.
not sure.
Yep,
We're gonna end up
I'm not
with a
putting
pregnancy spinoff.
anything.
Yeah, I think Michael is more than likely gonna show up on Diaries. That's usually where displaced cast members show up, and then if the Diaries episode does well, they'll show up somewhere else. But if he's with someone and they're pregnant, I think he's already skipped the single life direction, right? Because you're definitely not single if you're expecting a baby. So I don't know how. I mean, he could show up on Happily Ever After because they kind of did that with Ed and Liz. Two Americans showed up on Happily Ever After. So since he's here now, he's an American considered. He might show up on there with the, yeah, he's the one with the baby rumor, not Josh. There's no baby rumor with Josh and the person that he's seeing. It was Michael that that rumor came about.
Yeah.
That yeah, that's the name that I was given to.
Okay.
Actually, both.
Yeah.
You're yeah, the
Okay.
sister that starts with a J.
Yep.
Yeah, the one that lives here. Yeah. So that those are both of the names that I was given to. But I just need a little more information before I say anything
Yeah, me too.
publicly. Because I just, I don't, I'm not one to give false information. I just believe, you know, it's not fair to.
Rumors, but I was just wondering if you saw it too.
I saw it. Actually, I saw it while I was in Vegas. Is the first time I saw it. And I was speaking to someone related to that person that you sent it to me. And I was trying to get the information that I needed that way, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try a different avenue because, you know, I know these people. So if they're pregnant, I'm going to figure it out. You can only keep things from me for so long.
I'm actually considering messaging Michael because we talk now.
Well, so like Clayton says, if they want you on a show, they'll find a place for you. So if it's true and they want to put him on a show, he might not tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were saying that they saw Michael filming something before, but I couldn't produce photos of him be filming stuff. So I don't know what the deal is. That's the blogger friend of Jasmine's job to give false information. Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't do that. Look, when I found out Jasmine was pregnant, I found that out in like December.
Yeah, we knew that a lot.
We didn't announce it until January because I just needed to be 150% sure. But I was given the information very early on, like right when the tell-all was taped, like a week or two after I knew. But I just needed physical evidence. So that's how long it took for me to produce a photo. And then I was like, okay, I feel comfortable telling people now. You know, because calling a woman pregnant when she's not is a huge violation, right? Like, that's a huge violation. Like, you never want to say, oh, she's pregnant and she's not. That's like it's body shaming, basically.
I used to love it when I was 9 months pregnant with both of my kids. People would ask me when the baby's due, and I was like, what baby? I did it to everybody. My husband's like, why do you do that?
Because it's hilarious, and then they have to apologize. Because you can't assume
that says baby and it's pointing, then ask me. I'm literally in there in a nice dress, nice summer dress. And when's the baby due? What baby?
See, that's something that I would do. I love messing with people. Absolutely. But okay, so Stacy and Darcy. So Darcy came up with this convenient story that a woman, or Florian walked two women home, or took two women home from the club. How convenient is this story that the show is boring and plummeting, and then Stacy or Darcy flies in, and now she has this brand new, fresh cheating story that she really needs to give us, you know, right towards the end of the season? How much do you believe any of this that's being thrown at you?
-30%.
So, yeah, because I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like Florian doesn't have the personality to be a cheater.
I don't either.
I don't think that he has the mental capacity to keep up with several different lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not sure if Florian keeps up with just the one life he's got going on now.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not saying he's not super intelligent, but I don't think he's like a genius. Yeah. I don't think that he has the capacity to live two or three lives. I think he would get them screwed up. I don't think he's, and also he has like a resting angry face. I don't think that he's approachable for women. Like if you were out in the club and you saw Florian, doesn't he look angry?
He does. He always looks angry and he just says shit. Like even to Stacy, he's like, stop your bullshit. Stop being stupid. Shut up. If a woman walked up to him and was like, hey, how you doing? He'd be like, shut up. He's not approachable. I love him. I think he's probably in my top five favorite cast members. He's just very real. He deals with the bullshit, but even in his interviews, he's like, I don't know where they got this. It doesn't make no sense.
He's not an actor. And I think that's what makes him stick out in reality TV, because most of these people are actors. Florian is just going to be Florian. Yeah. He's going to sit in the interview chair and he's going to say whatever pops up in his head. He doesn't care if it's what the producers want or not. He's just going to say it. So I think this is all BS. I think this was the reason why Darcy was brought in. And I think they're setting us up. I have a horrible feeling that we're going to see Darcy and Stacy and Florian and Georgie again somewhere. And I think this was the segue to get them back on TV. I don't know why we're doing it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't like their show. They're entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's all fake.
Yeah.
Like nothing that they do is real. Their false millionaire lifestyle and everything is fake. The drama's fake. Literally, Darcy will break up with Georgie in the finale of one season, and then they'll be back together in the premiere. They literally fake everything to stay to keep the show going. I need something real. I
Yeah.
don't watch soap operas, right? Like, I don't watch soap. I need something real to it.
But also, Florian and Darcy are besties, right? And then Florian and Georgie are besties. Georgie's not gonna call just randomly, call his wife and be like, "Hey, here's what you need to tell Stacy, because let's, get th that was the most bogus storyline I have ever heard."
It's called bro code. It's the bro code. So yeah, Georgie and Florian, they were in it together because they ended up getting with Darcy and Stacy around the same time. So for Florian to call, or for what's his name, Georgie to call and rat on Florian, I just don't buy that. I feel like if anything, he would have went to him first and was like, "Hey, why were you with these chicks?" And fill me in. So if the women ask me, I know what to
And
say.
also,
Because that's how men are.
what are the odds that Georgie's just out and about and bumps into the same two cute blondes, and they said, "Oh, go tell Florian thanks for taking me home that night." No, that's never gonna happen. Under any circumstance, that's never gonna happen.
No.
No girl's gonna walk up to a guy that was with a guy and say, "Hey, tell him thanks for taking me home that night." That's just not gonna happen. None of that's believable.
Yeah, it's boring for
I
me
think
at this point.
the best part of the story of Darcy and Stacy tonight was when Rob was it on, maybe it was on Between the Sheets. No, I think it was, anyway, he called them Starcy and Daisy.
He? I missed that. He didn't.
You gotta go back and listen to it.
Well,
I rewound
Rob can't tell
it
them.
three times to make sure I heard it.
Rob can't tell them apart either,
I know.
because which I think is hilarious because he doesn't even know who they are. Because he, I'm gonna be real. When he got there, I don't think he knew who either of them were. So when he got to know Stacy, Darcy is the same person to him. He literally doesn't know who they are. So I thought that was hilarious because they think that they're the Kardashians of the network. So it's kind of funny when the cast members are like, "What's your name? Who are you?" It's kind of funny. It's like that ego, like when someone asks Jennifer Lopez who she is, and she's like, "What? Like, yeah, who are you?"
Absolutely.
So, I mean, Josh is also saying that he might be done with Natalie, which, maybe they'll leave the resort early. Because remember, Benny and Ari decided they were done with each other and they kicked them out of the resort. And Josh was like, "I feel like I might be at, the end of the road," which, we've been there 2 years ago. We wanted them to be gone a long time ago. So I was like, maybe this will finally be the end, because we know that Josh is not going to be on the singles house. We know that he's gone. We know that Natalie is not going to be on the singles house. So this could be the
I don't know.
beginning.
The way Natalie keeps flirting with Gino, I figured. I don't know.
Really? Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
No. I don't think. I
That
think.
they may be a segue for something else. I don't think that they would ever hook up, but her flirting with him is actually repulsive for many reasons.
Natalie, she
Because
will. Did you
she's
see the.
psychotic. She is
Did you.
absolutely psychotic, but why, what are you doing flirting with another cast member's significant other? Like,
Well, Natalie is trying to stay in somebody's wallet. I mean, there's two things that Natalie wants: to stay in front of a camera and in someone's wallet. Those are her main goals. And it doesn't matter who the wallet or camera is attached to. It's just she needs it to be on her. Because I was like, damn, I didn't see a lot of Natalie in this episode. That must have killed her inside. That there are other people in the spotlight. Well, wait, Melly says, "I'm addicted to The Last Resort, but hate and love watching it." See, I'm gonna be real with you. I was hoping tonight when I was watching it and I was bored and I was on my phone and I was trying to stay engaged, and I was just like, I kind of wish this is gonna be the last season of this.
I hate
Like,
it.
I don't wanna do this show anymore. Like, I'm good with spinoffs. This spinoff, I don't know if I can commit to watching it again. I'm just being 100% real. I don't know
It's
if I can
awful.
commit to that.
It is
Well,
like last season, even though we knew a lot of what happened before it aired. We knew that. It was painful. But this
wait.
season is ridiculous.
Another blogger just posted messages between Natalie and Josh. What messages? What are they talking about? They're definitely not together at this point.
Yeah.
So how at, what's the word? Recent are we talking? Because obviously they're not together. I don't think they were together when the show started. I think that they got the offer and then they reconnected
Yeah.
because they were doing the show. I think that they've been, I told y'all, Josh has been with someone consistently the whole time we've seen him on the show.
Yep.
The same girl.
Yeah.
And you guys have seen pictures of this girl, actually. They've posted her.
Yeah.
And when he first went on the single life, a bunch of people sent me pictures and videos of her. She works with him. So,
Yeah.
and he's been with the same person. And it's crazy because he was kissing on Natalie on this episode. And I was like, that's a strong relationship that he has with his girlfriend, because I wouldn't be okay
Yeah.
with my girlfriend going on the show and kissing some guy, even though I know it's not real or it's for the cameras, it's real enough that I can see it. You know, like, so, and you're not actors. This is reality TV. So I don't know how I would be. Wait, they say it's yes. That's what the rumor is, Shelly. I don't want to say it yet, but that is where the scale is leaning
Yeah.
towards her.
It's an
Josh is probably
confirmed
open.
rumor.
Yeah, you know, Melly, you're right. I think Josh is probably in an open relationship. And the girl that he's with is younger. Like in her 20s, if I'm not mistaken. So I think for younger girls and an older guy, it might be more doable
Yeah.
to do the open relationship. Like she's able to mess around with guys her age, and he's able to go on TV with random people and do what he does. It might be a little easier. Eileen says, are Brandon and Julia good? Yeah, if you don't follow them on social media, they're doing a lot of traveling
Yeah.
and they're fine.
Yeah.
Him packing his stuff and saying he's leaving the resort, I wouldn't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're actually in a really good place if you don't follow them on Instagram. Wait, Johnny's.
The only couples that are still together in real life is Stacy and Florian and Brandon and Julia.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's true. That's correct. Yeah, that's the only ones that are still together. And none of these people have been together recently. Like Rob
These
filmed a
people have
whole.
been apart for a very long time, everyone.
Yeah, Rob filmed the whole 90-day Mexico single house since this.
Yeah.
And he
Why
went
these
into
are
that.
hard to watch, because we all know. We all know these people are not together. We all know they're acting. It's just, it's.
See, if they could do a better turnaround time, I could commit more
Right.
and be more engaged. But if they're gonna make, like, the show was filmed, I think, 10 months ago. If not longer, like it would need to be filmed, and then 3 or 4 months later, we're watching it,
Yeah.
and then it would be more relevant.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they can't do a better turnaround time, I don't know if I'm gonna, I can't promise that I'm gonna watch this again. Like if we get a season three, I don't know. You know how you watch sports highlights? I'll watch highlights,
You're
but I
right.
don't think I'll watch the show because it's just, it's kind of like I'm wasting my time
Is
watching.
really.
Well, you know how you watch. You get sports scores, right? So like say you know what the football, who you know who won, it makes no sense to go back and watch the game now. And
Absolutely.
I feel like I know who didn't make it, but I'm going back and I'm watching the game when I know the outcome. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm wasting time.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, the turnaround time's ridiculous. Like Sarper and Shekinah. Yeah, we knew Sarper was here like a year ago.
Yeah.
And then we just watched him in Turkey. Yeah, the turnaround time is a bit insane. And if they could fix that, you know, I think that they could continue filming all these ridiculous shows. Because I remember back when the show first started, we would learn who was still together or not together at the tell-all.
Yeah.
Social media had not corrupted the show and the storylines. We had to actually watch the tell-all to see who arrived
Yeah.
together, to see who actually were still together. But now we don't need to watch the tell-all to know what's going on. The tell-all is actually 4 months behind.
Yeah.
Like there's things that we know now that they didn't know at the tell-all. So yeah, it's a complete waste of time.
Yep.
I don't
I
know.
agree. It's just, I if there's a season three, I'm gonna have a very hard time. Just
Yeah, I don't know if I can make that commitment. Like I'm just being real. The first season was okay, and then this one is just,
Yeah.
I can't get through it.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Like I was literally on the couch, was on my phone, then someone called me. I never pick up the phone when people call me when my shows are on. I was on the phone because I literally was so bored. And then I was like, oh, I have to call you back. I'm supposed to be watching TV. I can't talk to you. Like that's how bored I've gotten with the
Yeah.
show.
Yep, I get it. I was playing games on my phone. I refilled my coffee twice. Like,
It's getting difficult, but the light at the end of the tunnel is that was episode 14.
Yeah.
We're going to 17, and
It's so
still
painful.
bad. But there's
God.
a three-part tell-all, and I was told the exact words that I was told was this is the most ratchet ghetto tell-all they've ever seen. So there's screaming, fighting, cussing, name calling, anything that you can think of, it happened. So raunchiness at its finest. So I was like, I guess our punishment was watching the season. Our reward is going to
Yeah.
be watching the tell-all play out because Gino is going to get to say how he really feels, and his the team Gino people are really going to they're going to fight for him at this
Yeah.
tell-all. And bringing your baby daddy to the tell-all to show off to your husband is not classy. It's
It's
not a
disgusting.
classy move, right?
Disgusting.
So the people that support Gino are going to make sure that she knows that's not a classy thing
Yeah.
to do.
Yeah, I'll be
But
watching.
yeah, unfortunately, we still got three more episodes to go. So I don't kill the messenger. I'm sorry. I know this
Awesome.
isn't good news, but and then after this is over, we're going straight into the 90-day Mexico single house. So and that's gonna be Soulja Boy, Rob, Jennifer from Jesse and Jennifer. So there's a bunch of cast members that are gonna be on that.
Yeah.
So I heard Colt was supposed to be there, and then Colt wasn't there. There's all this drama. But yeah, we're going straight into that. And then after that is when we'll get the single life.
And then Courtney's on there. Courtney hasn't been on in a long time, so.
Yeah, Courtney. She's here in Orlando. Yeah, Courtney is on. And I heard that she was messing around with Soulja Boy. So
Probably.
yeah, there's that.
I'm not
Yeah,
a
so
fan of her, though. Not a fan.
she's I like, I mean, she lives by me, so we've hung out. I like her, but
I
on
know.
the show, she can be a lot, and she's definitely like Jasmine. She dates for money,
Yeah.
like she dates for what you can do for her. I've
But the
noticed that.
difference between her and Jasmine is Courtney straightforward says it out loud.
Well,
She.
yeah, I respect people that are like an open, transparent gold
Yeah.
digger.
Yeah.
Like they're not leading anybody on. They make it very
Yeah.
clear. Like I'm with you because of this, Remember Anfisa? She was the most transparent gold digger. I remember she was like, I need Chanel bags, I need $5,000 a week, I need that.
Yep.
Like she was so transparent. So for George to even complain, I was like, man, she was real with
Yeah.
you. She told you everything that she expected, and you still brought her here. So this is kind of on you because you could have easily said, that's ridiculous. I'm not doing that. Stay your ass over there. You brought her here. So now you owe her this stuff because you promised.
Yep. Yeah.
Shelly, she may have been seeing more than one person
Yeah.
at on the show. So
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. If, yeah, may have been more than one person. Same with Rob. So who did you say was also pregnant? I won't say. The person that Michael is dating is rumored to be pregnant, and we're trying to narrow down the actual person that he's dating
Yeah.
and if the person is pregnant. Because it could be he is dating this person, but the person's not pregnant, or it could be the person is pregnant, but not for Michael. So we want to get more information on that. Michael has been tight-lipped. And oh, so and I want to ask you a real quick question before we end. So there was this GoFundMe that Rob, I'm sorry, that Josh posted over a year ago. So, when the Last Resort was filming, Josh's son Jet was in a horrible accident with his friend, which ended fatal for his friend, and his leg, Jet's leg was amputated. So there was a GoFundMe that collected $35,000, after that tragedy. Now it's been rehashed this week, and now people are saying that for someone who, Josh drives a lot of expensive cars, he does a lot of things, he sits courtside at games, the lifestyle that he leads, some people feel like he shouldn't have opened a GoFundMe. So I wanted to get your opinion on that because it could be Josh is pretending to live a life. Because, a lot of people on the show pretend to live a more glamorous life than they do. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. How do you feel about somebody who drives a car that costs over $200,000 opening a GoFundMe?
Sell your fucking car and take care of your kid.
So you feel like it was unwarranted no matter the situation.
Absolutely.
So do you think, well, remember the people kept saying online that they were like, oh, your cars are probably rented, you can't afford those. So remember when he went on live with Rob and he went into his garage and he showed the cars. So he kind of debunked debunk that rumor, because at first I was like, well, maybe he really isn't rich. He was renting cars to make himself look good for the show. But
paying for an apartment in LA for Natalie and her mother.
Yeah.
He bought her a car.
And
he's got this. If you're going to put out there on social media, if I started posting that I have all this luxurious blah, 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 and then I was like, gee, I hope I can start a GoFundMe so that I can, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. I can't portray myself to be something I'm not. So
yeah.
You're going to portray yourself to be this rich, 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 successful man.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to just suck it up when people don't want to help you.
Well, see, it was hard because I had this conversation with a couple of other people, and some people were like, oh, well, at least it was a good reason to open a GoFundMe. And I'm not saying anything about what happened to his son. It was a good reason. This was a life and death situation. They had to amputate his leg to make sure that he was going to be okay. That I don't disagree with.
Right.
But I do question when people ask for money when they don't need it. Like, remember we were talking about this with Jasmine. She's asking for over $5,000 of stuff on her baby registry when she makes over $50,000 a month on Cameo and OnlyFans. And that's not counting the money she gets from the shows, the money she gets from her protein powder. Like, I think it's okay to ask for help. We're all human and we all fall on hard times. But if you don't need the help, that's where I get mad, because there are people who really are struggling. But if you're not struggling, please, please, please don't be asking people to give you money.
You feel so inclined to donate to somebody. There is David and Sheila and Niles and Matilda, and there's other people that you can be kind to. Not saying,
okay, so,
or with that being said, set up I realize it wasn't supposedly Josh that set up the GoFundMe.
Right.
Whoever set that up should have set it up for Jet and just
right. Jet. Well, that was another thing that people said. Well, he didn't set it up, so you can't really hold him accountable. I was like, but did he cash it out?
Because if he didn't
accept the money, then you're right. We have no business judging him for that. But if he accepted the money, that's where the question comes in. If you do live the lifestyle that you say you live on TV, if I had, like, if this was me and my situation and I needed money to save my child's life and I had a car that was worth a couple of $100,000, I would just sell it. And, you know, it's not anybody's responsibility to pay for that surgery but me, right? And so the fact that you get to keep your expensive car and get someone to pay for the surgery, a lot of fans are like, well, that rubs me the wrong way. You know, like, because you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can have the cake and you can look at it and you can smell it, but you can't eat it. You're not supposed to be able to have your cake and eat it too. And then I donated $5 to Miles and Matilda, but the rest I would never donate to. Well, yeah, Miles, now they did a video recently thanking everybody for all the donations. And, you know, some people were kind of mad about that because they were like, well, he asked for, $8,000, but he didn't stop it at eight. It kept going. And some people were upset about that. See, I think GoFundMe is having a real negative impact on the cast members and how we see them.
Yeah.
You know, because 10 years ago, nobody would do this, right?
Yeah.
Nobody was asking for anything.
Absolutely.
But now it seems like every cast member has something that they're asking you to pay for.
Yeah.
And it's making you have like a negative outlook on people, because it's like, you did the show. Because, okay, so with the Niles thing, people were like, well, he just got a big check, let's say $20,000 check from the show. Because right after the tell-all, that's when they give you your lump sum payment for everything you've done. And then he opened the GoFundMe right around that time. They're like, well, why wouldn't you use the money from the show to bring her over? And,
right.
You know, so people are like, it seems like you want to keep your money, but also ask other people for their money. And, you know, I'm a big believer in helping people and doing things for people if you can, but only helping people that really need help.
Yep.
Right. And I think the line between being in need and just wanting stuff is very blurred now. Right.
Well,
like, I feel like it's the blurred line.
It's like David and Sheila. David's out there working 3 freaking jobs. He's not asking for any money.
He's disabled. He can't hear.
Yep.
There are people who are disabled who don't work. He works 3 jobs. So he's in need. Okay. he's in need. And I think there's a difference between being in need and not being in need. And I think Josh doesn't come across to any of us as someone who's in need of anything.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where people are like, huh? Because David, he would go online and tell everyone, he's like, I don't have money for this. I'll never be able to afford it. No matter what I do, I'll never make that much money. It's just, he's in need. And no matter what he does, he's not going to be able to change that situation. But Josh, you know, we've seen him on private jets. You know, we've seen him driving really nice cars. We've seen him in videos with famous people and doing different things. So it's hard to see him as somebody who's in need.
Yeah.
Right. And I know if he wasn't on the show, nobody would question this. If it was just a GoFundMe for Jet by his family and his dad wasn't on TV, we wouldn't question any of this.
Not at all.
It's just when he went on TV, he created this persona of who exactly. or who he is. And now it's making us question, like, well, if this is a real reflection of who you are, now we're wondering if you needed that money.
Yep.
Because, and now we're questioning, and I hate to even question that, because what he and his family and his son went through, and the parents of the child that passed away, this is an unimaginable tragedy. And I even hate to question anything about it, because I'll never understand what these people are going through. These are children that went through this. I'll never understand how horrible this was for the mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and families. So I hate to even talk about it. But since he's on the show, it makes you ask these questions.
The GoFundMe should be set up for the parents of the child that lost his life and for Jet. I mean, that's just how it should be, in my opinion.
So some people are saying, before we end, some people are saying they want Josh to post that he used the money for medical bills. Do you think that that's something that he should be required to do?
I mean, if that's what he's saying he's using it for, then take a little bit of heat off of you. But also, he just never should have accepted it. Like, he should say, that I put all of this money in this fund, this trust fund for Jet, you know, so he can have a normal life. Or, you know, it should just go to them. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm having a really hard time with it. I just think it should go to the family and it should go to Jet.
I agree. And if he was to post where the money went, like if he could show a hospital bill that totaled $100,000, and then I'll be like, well, he only got $35,000, so he did pay the majority, and I would leave it alone, right? Because what he went through and the mothers of these kids went through, I'm not gonna question anything at this point. It's not fair to even do it. If he shows that he used it all, because, you know, these type of surgeries, even if you have insurance, you're looking at $100,000.
Easily. Yeah.
So as long as he can prove that he didn't just keep it, I don't think there's an issue, right? Because that's where the real worry is. I saw on Reddit, people are like, well, what if he just pocketed it?
Yeah.
So as long as he didn't just pocket it, you know, I think it's, I don't want to say it's okay. But, you know, I think people should be really selective of what they open a GoFundMe for.
This is kind of tit for tat, but do we know who was responsible, who was at fault for the accident?
It was a single car accident. From what I heard, it was a high speed accident into a guardrail.
But do we know who was responsible? Was it Jet or the kid that lost his life?
I don't believe Jet was driving. Don't believe he was driving. So,
this is why we have insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an insurance agent. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, yeah, you understand this more than I do.
I'm telling you that the medical bills were probably taken care of.
Really? Even if it was a single car accident?
Absolutely. If there's full coverage insurance on that, if you have comp and collision, absolutely. And most people's standard have 100,000, 300,000 for that reason.
Yeah. When I lived in Ohio, that was the state minimum. You couldn't have anything lower than that. And I think Florida's a little different. It's a lower amount. It's like 10 or 20,000.
Death benefits on there and all of that stuff. So
see, I feel like this is gonna get messy. And it's just sad because it's a tragedy and I don't like starting mess around something so bad, so horrible. So I'm not gonna do it. But Reddit, the people on Reddit are gonna do it.
In my opinion, I feel like the money from the GoFundMe, since he didn't start it, I feel like that money should go to the family that lost their child and to Jet.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
That's where I stand on it.
And if that was the case, I see no harm, no foul, right? It's right. Just you, because, you know, when a tragedy happens, I always think that people who benefit from a tragedy should be in jail.
Yep.
Like, people wait for something horrible to happen, and then they try to, oh, they're like, oh, this person's house burned down. Let's open a GoFundMe. And then they're trying to make money on top of the insurance, and they're trying to, and I don't like that. And it happens a lot in Florida. There's like a hurricane, and then all these fly by night charities pop up and they want you to give money. I don't benefit from a horrible situation that people are going through. Like, and it takes a real sick person to see a situation like that and look at it as an opportunity. Cause it's just awful.
Also touching base on the Niles and Matilda thing where you said he asked for like whatever $8,000 and got more than that and people are upset about that. I don't understand what there is to be upset about. Once it hit 8,000, people didn't have to donate but still chose to because they wanted to help.
Right. Right. Well, some people said, oh, well, when they hit their goal, they should close it.
So,
and
it should be a cap on GoFundMe. That should be GoFundMe's responsibility.
When you put your goal in, as you set your goal, then it should close out when you reach your goal. Yeah. GoFundMe, but you have to remember, GoFundMe is taking money from each donation.
Absolutely.
So GoFundMe doesn't want to cap your donations.
Right.
Because every donation you receive, whether it's above or below your goal, they're making money.
Yeah.
So they don't see it that way. GoFundMe is like, oh yeah, you opened one for 5,000, but you made 50,000. Cool. We're taking our
share. Like that guy that shot the healthcare guy, that Luigi Mangione guy. Someone, we don't even know who, someone opened a GoFundMe for him, and it's over $500,000.
Yeah.
So someone has access to that money.
Because, right, he has no access to it at all. You're
right.
And we don't know what they're doing with it.
But people
keep
donating.
And think about that. They're donating to a guy that killed a father in cold blood.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really is.
Money.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
This world, it's scary that we live in this world, to be honest with you. It's scary that we live in this world because some of the things that we talk about, it doesn't even seem real. And it's happening right around us, right?
I just will not donate to a GoFundMe. I don't believe in the way GoFundMe takes a percentage. If you need money and I can help you, I will send it to you directly. I'll Cash App it to you. I'll Venmo it to you. I'll Facebook Pay. I'll send it to PayPal. But I will not donate to a GoFundMe.
Well, I think it's what people are saying about they benefit from a tragedy. They're literally in the business of benefiting from tragedy. So when a tragedy happens, I know this might not be true, but consider they have an office.
Yeah.
And there's people working in the office and they hear of a awful, awful tragedy. And I just picture people like happy because they know they're about to
fire. There's thousands of GoFundMe set up for that. GoFundMe is raking it in on that.
I think that if it was a nonprofit organization that didn't take money from people experiencing the tragedy, it would be a respectable company.
Absolutely.
But the fact that you're benefiting and profiting from someone who, say, for instance, lost a loved one in a horrible accident, but you're going to get a payout from that.
Yep.
Like that it's almost, it should be illegal, right? It should be illegal. I don't even know how to explain it.
PayPal has an option to do fundraisers through PayPal and they don't charge anything. You get 100% of the funds and...
It's interesting because I didn't know that, and you would think information like that would be more widespread.
Yeah.
Because why are people just donating some of their profits or their money to GoFundMe? Why?
Yeah.
When you could use a different site. And there should be real government-run sites that are just there to help people generate and they're for charity.
Yep.
You know, and I think it should be regulated. I think the real issue is no one is regulating GoFundMe. They can do whatever they want. And that's
right.
The real issue.
Yeah, it's sad. It's all sad.
So That's what's going on Reddit. Also, one more thing before we end. Scott said that the Scott page on Reddit was deleted today. So he considered that that was a huge win for him.
Did you see what he just posted?
I saw he posted earlier today that he was going to be sued.
Oh my God, he posted how he's suing everybody. He's suing all the bloggers. He's suing Reddit. He's suing Sharp. He's suing Meta. He's suing everybody. And so if you've got something on your Instagram, if you have something on your Facebook, if you have this or that, he's coming after you because it's defamation and slander and blah, blah, blah. So
does he know how difficult it is to win a defamation or slander lawsuit? Does he know?
I'm watching this because I'll say it again, Scott. Take it.
He is not going to win any money from anyone. If anything, he might get something taken down. He's been trying to get that Reddit page taken down for years. And yeah, so they finally took it down. And as far as from what I heard, they've already started a new one. Did you hear? They've already started a new one. So
he's suing everybody and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
blah, blah, blah.
Good luck with your lawsuits, Scott, because isn't that what Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively are doing? They're suing each other. Yeah. And I guarantee you, they're not going to win anything from each other because these defamation lawsuits are so difficult to prove.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't really prove how much damage those people's words went against your income. Yeah. It's really difficult because it's income you never earned. How can you prove that you
literally
were gonna
earn? On so many videos talking so much shit about this guy. I have zero regrets. Save it to your phone. Save it to your TV. Save it, save it, save it. Take it to your attorney.
Can you imagine if you were the judge presiding over this case? Because he's going to have his evidence. But think about, Cara, think about all the things that he's posted.
Yep.
And somebody starts playing his content of where he's using toilet paper with TLC written on it. And he's saying all these horrible, crazy things. Because, you know, they're going to present evidence too. So let's say, for instance, this goes to court.
Yep.
He's going to say what they said about him, but they're going to play all of those ridiculous stories and posts that he posted and then deleted after.
Yeah.
They're going to post that too. So does he really think that the judge is going to be on his side after they see all of the things that he did and posted online as well?
2 weeks ago, he posted in his Jeep that he just desperately needs a sugar mama because he needs $30,000 because he just is tired of working, basically. That's what it was a whole thing. So if any of you if any of you have friends that want to be a sugar, gag.
I saw that. So I actually, if it does go to court, I'm interested in watching this trial because I just want to see how it goes. Because he's coming to court with pretty dirty hands, right? Like you got your hands.
If he goes to court, I will start a GoFundMe so we can all fly together.
I would love to see it.
Get in there and watch it.
I want to watch when the defense starts playing his stories over the PA so everybody can see the stuff that he said so the judge can see. Because, you know, he thinks that he's got all this info on them. But I was like, you also made pretty nasty things and stories about other people, too. You think that they're just not going to bring that to court, too? Like you're not the only one that's going to have evidence. Yeah. You know, the judge is going to see it all. So I would love to see it. All right, guys, we went over a lot tonight.
Yeah.
We went over a lot. But it was a fun... It was a fun no car, not the GoFundMe. Yeah, PayPal. Well, we'll do the PayPal. We can't do no GoFundMe.
I'm starting a GoFundMe. Everyone.
It does make more money.
Yeah.
It does.
Donates to GoFundMe. As soon as I put Scott's name out there, we're going to make millions of dollars.
Well, there was a Reddit community of thousands and thousands of people that just couldn't stand him. So all you got to do is tell them.
If they all donate a dollar and we all meet in the middle, we'll be set.
Yeah, we'll be out there wherever the court case is. All right, guys, make sure you're following Cara. I'm going to tag on this video. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Any great podcast, type in the George Massey Show. We'll be back Sunday for the fourth episode of the new season 11 of the OG 90 Fiancé. Everybody have a wonderful night. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you guys really soon. Bye.